Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. But don't give a f***.
It is Thankful Thursday for the Buck segment, where we always just give thanks to somebody out there being a soldier for good causes, for great voices. And this is a guy, you don't hear from him a lot, but the little I've heard from him, I love. And it's Congressman John James out of Michigan. But what I liked about this one, the Reverend Al was on MSDNC the other day and spoke wrongly about the state of Michigan, saying they have no black congressmen to represent the black people in Michigan.
In Michigan?
Yeah. Well, John James is a black Republican who's an amazing freedom fighter up there, and he basically goes after Reverend Al, but more importantly, he defends so many good things in this about a minute and a half diatribe. You're going to love this guy. You're going to probably want to follow him because he gives you hope for the state of Michigan that we all know is one step from hell right now. But this guy is up there. He's fighting the good fight, and I think he's got a great future in the Republican Party. You're going to want to give John James MI, as in Michigan, a follow on X. Here's where he goes after the Reverend Al. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, it's not believable.
John is not one to talk to us this morning.
I could play play it straight off X from my phone if you wanted me to. Well,
the question is, it clean?
It's totally clean.
It's totally clean.
Yeah, he's a congressman.
Oh, I was going to say, if it's clean, we can certainly pull it up here on one of the other computers. I don't know what's going on.
Which is funny because Dan heard me play it earlier.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I can probably...
Well, we could get our crack engineering staff working on this. Let me see if I can pull it up over here and take in your word for it that there's no concern here on the audio. Here we go.
I don't watch MSDNC, but someone just sent me a clip of Reverend Al Sharpton claiming Michigan doesn't have a black congressman.
Because there's been tensions, there are no black members of Congress now from Michigan, first time in decades.
Al... Are you that blind? I'm here, and I exist whether you like it or not. I went to war for the right to think for myself. You are not going to erase me because I don't fit your bigoted idea of what a black man is or has a right to be.
Wow.
I'm a West Point grad, Ranger-qualified Apache pilot, combat veteran, and businessman. I have one wife, two master's degrees, three kids, and I am the black congressman from Michigan. And yes, I am a Republican. Not because the party's perfect, but because it's the platform that most aligns with the economic and moral values that my grandmama taught me. But unlike some people, politics has not become my religion, though Michigan is my mission field and service is my calling. My loyalty is to God, my country, and my family. In 2024, more young black men gave President Trump a serious look for jobs, paycheck, safety, and respect. Your blindness, Reverend, is part of the reason we can't have nice things. But we can change that. Come to Detroit. Talk to some of us. Let's you and I have a little debate about whether decades of Democrat control is working out for black families and neighborhoods, or if it's time for Michigan's first black governor to bring positive change for everybody.
Oh, yeah. He just announced he's running for governor, huh?
What do you think?
How about that?
Well, can you imagine that guy instead of Whitmer?
He's got to be a rising star.
Dude,
I would hope.
He's very articulate, military trained, disciplined, great father. Love this guy. Give him a follow because he does post quite often for a congressman, and it's always like in his house. You can tell it's not a staff member. He's doing these himself. It's not somebody writing them for him. He talks from the heart. I like the guy a lot. So, John James, look him up. He's a good dude.
So, you know, what he's talking about there is this the problem that the left in Congress, particularly the Congressional Black Caucus, the bias they have shown for years. I will probably get the name wrong. I don't know if it was Colonel Alan West. I'm trying to remember which black congressman it was who happened to be a Republican who tried to join the Congressional Black Caucus and was told that he wasn't
black
enough. No, it wasn't welcome because he was a Republican. So in other words, it's not the Congressional Black Caucus. It's the Democrat Black Caucus.
Exactly.
But they call it the Congressional Black Caucus. That's the group that Kamala was speaking to over the weekend when she urged them to fight fire with fire. She wanted them to stand up and be strong. And it's a leftist branch of the Democrat Party within Congress. But you're not allowed in unless you're a Democrat. It's not just because you're blue. It's not just the color of your skin. If you disagree with them on policy, you can't be a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. So no outside voices exist in that void. It's like a vacuum of mindlessness. It's amazing to me, and good for him for calling Al out on that.
Yeah, and I did not know that he was announcing that he was going to run for governor. But there at the end, he definitely hinted
that's
at
that's what it sounded to me like there.
Yeah, and I'm looking that up right now, whether he has officially announced, because he'd be a great governor for, you know what? John James, Michigan governor, it says.
Is it out there?
He announced his candidacy earlier this year. Yeah, he's announced a bid to be Michigan's governor, so he will probably, I think he could win that primary up there pretty darn easy. He is well-respected. He wins his district, which is, prior to him winning it, was a toss-up county in a district just outside of Detroit. It is suburbs, but it has gone Democrat, but he won it by a landslide. And I think this guy could definitely give Whitmer all she wants up there.
Wow. So, well, you got to bear in mind what the source of that was.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
That's the Reverend Al.
P-I-C-T.
Who can't even, Respect. Who hasn't even heard the song enough to spell it, the word correctly.
Come on, man. Give me a little respect. Respect.
That cracks me up. I remember meeting the Reverend Al when he came to St. Louis. My goodness. He's been here a number of times over the years. The only time I got close to him is when they were blocking I-70 back in the 90s. Catherine Jamboretz was our morning reporter then, and we sent her out there to cover it, and then I ended up going out later in the day and watching the arrests. They had it all planned out, but they were blocking it because they claimed the state of Missouri didn't give enough money to minority contractors for state highway construction jobs. So Reverend Al came to town and, to blackmail the authorities into giving more money to the minority contractors. And that's the only time I've ever been up close. I did interview Jesse Jackson one time when he was running for president. What year was that? Would that have been 88, I think?
I know.
When Jesse Jackson ran for president?
Yeah, I know. But he's outraged at the LGBTQ community still for stealing the rainbow from him.
He had the Rainbow Coalition,
which he had to kind of abandon when the rainbow got stolen from him.
I wish I could find that, because we were at this event and the Reverend Jesse Jackson was there, and they said, All right, the Reverend Jackson's not going to be doing any interviews when he left. And I said to my photographer, when he gets close to us,
hit the light because he'll be attracted to it like a moth to flame. And
never met a camera he didn't like, ever. You
know, those were those big lights sitting on top of this big orange ikigami we had, and it lit up the whole room. And here comes the Reverend straight to me.
Yeah.
And I got to interview him when he was running for president. Like it wasn't an exclusive or anything, but it's just funny that they said he won't be doing any media after the event, and he walks straight to us.
He sees the sun gun.
We flip the light on. Oh, yeah.
We used to call it the sun gun, right? Because it was like the sun came out when you put that thing on.
No kidding, man.
Yeah. And he, like you said, moss to light. He was, oh, what? You know, I hate to say it. Trump's got that same syndrome, too. It's like,
oh, he does. He always, yeah. Never met a camera he didn't like.
If he ever doesn't talk to the press on a daily basis, they're going to think he died, which they did.
Oh, they're going to say he's had a mental breakdown and he didn't talk to the media for 3 hours today. Unbelievable. That's a great one, Dan. Thank you for that.
I
appreciate that.
Somebody just asked again, what's the actual handle? It is John James MI, as in Michigan. That's where you'll find him on X.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, on this government shutdown, one thing we hadn't talked a whole lot about was the cuts they're going to be able to get away with making potentially while the government is closed. We're going to talk about that up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.